Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
What is your First World Friday problem? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033, First World Friday. Brought to you by our friends Time Out in Ames, Retro Arcade Bar, Karaoke, and incredible fun.
Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is my First World Friday problem.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but apparently overnight, I woke up to learning this because I didn't know why. My nanny is off today.
Oh.
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure you don't have to ask your employee why they're going to be off.
Right.
Or what they're going to be doing.
But sometimes I'm just like, hey, Lee, why is the nanny off today? And often it's vacation, could be a doctor's appointment, could be she's just going to see her family or whatever.
You know, she could just be sick of your face.
She could just be sick of the kid's face.
Fine.
She could be sick of my kid. My kids have been sick all week, so I get it. Like, she's like, I'm done here. But this was a scheduled day off today because apparently, and she's a huge Taylor Swift fan. Taylor apparently dropped a new album last night.
Yeah. It's been all over my Facebook.
Oh, my God.
I'm a girl's girl.
Right, yes.
I know girls.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
31 songs or something like that. My nanny, the woman who takes much better care of my kids than I do, took today off so she could stay up till midnight drinking with her sister and her roommate to then listen to the new album. When it dropped at midnight.
My very best friends in Des Moines took a day off.
Oh my God.
When the, I don't even know the name of it, tour.
The Eras Tour.
Thank you. I'm glad you do,
Wicket. It's on Disney Plus. We watch it a lot. My kids love it.
When whatever day that dropped, they all as a group took the day off.
It's 3.5 hours long if you ever want to sit down and watch it. It's on every few days at my house. Kids love it. They know the songs. Again, I blame the nanny. But fine. There could be worse things. But because my nanny is such a big fan of Swift, she took today off, which means I don't get a nap today. I'm not going to get my usual nap today because when I get done here, my wonderful wife, who's taking a half day today, will be in later. But she is at home with the kids this morning. One of them had a fever last night of 102.5. So I'm sure that's going to be great.
Yeah.
So when I'm done here, then I go home and I don't get my nap. And I'm a better dad when I have my nap.
So just to be clear,
yes.
This is a good point to explain. This is the difference between a first world problem and a real problem. So real problem, his kid's sick.
Yeah, my son is 102.5 fever.
That's a real problem. First world problem, Taylor Swift.
Yes.
In that.
Taylor Swift dropped a new album.
So your nanny is not available.
She's, you know, my nanny's 26-year-old female. She's right in that demographic that loves Taylor Swift. She went to the tour stop up in Minneapolis, probably same place that your best friend went. Didn't your BFF go to that show?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I bet. So yeah, Taylor Swift, the biggest star on the planet. You're my First World Friday problem. Thanks, Taylor. 31 bleeping. You couldn't release this on a Saturday? Like one more day? If this came out tomorrow or like at 5 p.m. today.
You know,
if
new albums are released on Friday.
She got the whole weekend. It's like a Friday news dump. She couldn't have done this at 5 o'clock today or noon or whatever. Like maybe 3 when the nanny shift is over. That would have been ideal. But no, midnight on a Thursday night.
All right. If we say this pop star's name any more than we already have, we are going to be someone's First World Friday problem. So what's yours? What's your problem? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Stop complaining.
First World Friday, where we complain about stuff that doesn't really matter. Because, you know, America.
America.
515-244-1033.
Brought to you by Time Out in Ames, Retro Arcade Bar, Karaoke, and incredible fun. So Sum 41 just played. They're going to be playing Vibrant Music Hall. It's up on our concert calendar, laser1033.com. Another act that's going to be at Vibrant, one of my favorite comedians, one of a handful of male comedians that I like.
I cannot even believe that you find a man funny.
I know.
Pete Davidson's the one, huh?
Pete Davidson, for a long time, was also on my hall pass list.
Oh, I know. Elon Musk and Pete Davidson. What a weird list.
And the third one, well, there were Elon Musk, Pete Davidson, Prince Harry, before Meghan Markle. I'm not a homewrecker, okay?
Okay.
And what's his name? The guy from Fleetwood Mac who was with Stevie Nicks. I can't even remember his name anymore because I'm so in love and committed to my current relationship. I don't even remember this guy's name.
All right.
Lindsey Buckingham.
Okay.
Lindsey Buckingham was my former.
What a weird group. What a strange group of four. Elon, Pete, Lindsey Buckingham.
And, and Adrian Brody was on the list, too.
Okay, the list keeps
There's
growing.
Five.
Okay, now the list is five. Now the list is five.
It was a list of five.
All right.
But anyway.
Anyway, go on. Pete, what about Pete?
So my First World Friday problem is...
Here we go.
...that the Pete Davidson tickets went on sale last week. We talked about it.
Yeah, we made the big announcement, yeah.
And I had front row tickets in my cart no less than five times. And I chose to be an adult.
Wow.
And
wait a
like
minute.
Not purchase them.
What?
And then I'd go and I'd look again. Okay, front row balcony is open. Front row balcony, arguably even better than front row. Because,
just as good at that venue.
Well, you're closer to the bars.
Like, right.
You know, it's easier to move about. There's a lot of leg room.
Those seats are actually built into Vibrant, whereas the seats they would have to bring in.
And those are less expensive than actual front row.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so now those are in my cart.
All right.
They're a little less expensive.
Probably saved you a couple $100. Okay.
Do I want to do that?
Proud of you.
I don't know.
Very, very proud of you.
Had a conversation with my Forever Plus One, and he's like, baby girl, if you want to do it, like, do it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, I should do it.
Yeah?
I should do it.
How'd that go?
But it's like I've spent, at this point, over $1,000 on male comedians in this year alone.
You did spend a lot of money on Matt Rife
and Adam
Sandler. Wow, look
yeah.
at you.
So
I'm just so proud of you for opening doors and broadening horizons and enjoying the genius of male comedy.
I know.
It doesn't happen.
So my First World Friday problem is... I did not buy the tickets.
Wow.
And I'm a responsible adult. Now.
Proud of you.
Now.
Very proud of you.
There still are the regular, like, $65 a piece tickets available.
Yeah.
And, like, reasonably priced, you know, arguably, compared to those prime amazing seats. But now the amazing seats are gone.
I went to go see Anthony Jeselnik at Hoyt Sherman for my birthday last year. And we were, like, second or third row. My mom spent a few extra dollars for a birthday present for me. But isn't comedy, unless it's real visual comedy, isn't it kind of the same just with your ear no matter where you're sitting? Like, you can sit last row, and it's pretty much just as funny as if you're sitting third row. Am I different on that?
Okay, first of all, I always want to be in the first row if possible because you might be part of the show.
Okay.
And that is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
That sounds right. Because I might be part of the show.
I want them to be able to physically see me.
Mm-hmm. I know.
If I can be part of the show, you can never recreate that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's a chance. That's a lottery ticket you buy. You don't know.
You don't know
if they're going to do some crowd work.
How'd that work out with Matt Rife, the dude who literally his entire shtick is riffing with people in the crowd? Because he's not a great comedian, but he's great improv back and forth.
Talked about the 12 people sitting around me, but not me. Worst night of my life.
It'd be great if he actually interacted with Marcus and not you as he's sitting next to you at Hoyt Sherman.
That would have been just as good. Marcus and I are one. So, like, if Marcus gets something, then I get
right,
the joy,
Right, if he gets
too.
Some, then you get some.
Then I get the joy,
sure,
too.
Yes.
The only recent act that came that interacted with me, and I wasn't even in the front row, but I was close enough to be seen... was Taylor Tomlinson.
Okay.
When she was at Hoyt Sherman.
Got it.
Oh, and right before that was Whitney Cummings.
Right.
And she interacted with me from the, yeah.
After the show, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's still pinned as the top of my Twitter page.
I know.
You're still the top of my Twitter page.
But.
At Mike Wick at 2Ts.
Sweet.
I can't. I have the dirty version. Heather has the clean version over there in her library.
Yeah, if you're curious about it, and this is a testament to how much I care about you. I could have had Whitney Cummings record absolutely anything.
Sure.
It could have been.
Could have been about Laser.
Could have been about me only. Mm. It could have been about Laser.
This was the greatest gift you've ever given me.
I mean, it kind of still is about me.
It's...
I mean, it is a gift to me. If only I had a woodpecker tongue.
What's up, Luther, Iowa? Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by our friends, Time Out in Ames, Retro, Arcade, Bar, Karaoke, and Incredible Fun. What says Facebook for First World Friday?
Two of them have to do with Target. I love Target. You love Target. Michael went to Target twice and forgot to buy laundry detergent both times. Ugh. Still needs laundry detergent. Don't you hate when you do that?
Sometimes I will go on trips 4, 5, 6 times and forget that one thing that I am there for.
Mm-hmm.
Makeup wipes. And then I forgot makeup wipes like 4 or 5 times in a row. And now that I have them in my house, in my possession, I keep forgetting to bring them from the kitchen downstairs,
yes,
upstairs to the bathroom.
Dude, I am at the point now where I forget why I walked into a room half the time.
I
don't remember.
Cottonelle, you know, the wipes for the other area.
Yeah, for the other end.
I
yeah.
used those this morning.
Yeah.
Not makeup wipes that were downstairs because it was too much to go all the way
all
downstairs.
The way. I get it. So, Michael, I can relate. I've gone to a store and be like, here's the one thing you have to get, bananas. And you buy 30 other things and you come home and you're like, I forgot the damn bananas. What in the heck? And then Joel, I love this. Last Sunday, my microwave broke. I refused to use my oven. For 1 hour, I couldn't cook my food until I went to Target and bought a new microwave. Not cooking.
That's
not going to spend that time cooking. Not using that oven. But I'm going to go to Target and spend, he said, $96 later. Mm. Spend $96, which, by the way, that's a pretty decent microwave.
That's it. Yeah.
It's a pretty good microwave. And spend $96 to cook that meal.
Remember when, I mean, years ago, when we were younger, Wicket, remember when they had the specials for, like, the $35 microwave at Walmart?
It was the size of your shoe.
It was very small.
It was great for a college dorm.
Right.
Because you were just making ramen anyway. It didn't matter. You're making Easy Mac and ramen and occasionally a hot dog in there.
That was so fun. Because they were, like, $50 and they'd be marked down, you know, rollback price.
And the timer was a dial.
Yes.
You had to spin the dial. There weren't buttons. There weren't preset times on there.
It only went on high.
Yeah.
There was no defrost.
What's your First World Friday problem? Got a line open for you. Call or text 515-244-1033. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. And I've got it on Threads as well, at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Brought to you by Time Out in Ames, Retro Arcade Bar, Karaoke, and Incredible Fun.
Are you aware that I love Threads?
Yes. You know, it takes 7 occasions of you mentioning something, of me hearing you, me actually listening to what you're saying is part of it. But yes, you have probably mentioned Threads 150 times.
If you don't know what Threads is, it's Instagram's version of Twitter. All right? So Instagram, of course, trying to rival with what Elon Musk is doing and blah, blah, blah. So I got a beef with Threads. I had put this up on Threads a couple of days ago. Caitlin Clark's new deal with Nike is worth $10 million, but please tell me again how she's taking a pay cut to go pro. I'll wait. Heather, I set off a firestorm.
Oh, I thought you'd be waiting a long time on Threads.
A firestorm. It's a really good ratio. Like when you get, because I don't care if you don't agree with my opinion or you do agree with my opinion or whatever. I just like to put stuff out there and let it be known. It's just part of my DNA. I have over 1,000 replies on Threads, and I have 1,500 likes. That is called ratio.
That's called reach.
That is called some serious reach. Now, if you're wondering, like, that same message on Twitter got, like, 6 likes and 2 comments. So and a lot of the comments I'm getting, I can't read on the air.
Mm-hmm.
People calling me an idiot. People calling me dumb, which is fine, because a lot of people don't understand that endorsement money is salary. At the end of the day, Caitlin Clark is making more money playing in the WNBA than she was in college because of this. Now, the deal is $20 million now, we found out yesterday. Not 10. NBA insiders found out it's $20 million, her deal with Nike.
Well, the other thing that's really interesting, if you have been following her press conferences and you've been watching
The Creeper,
like
Greg Doyle.
She was on Pat McAfee the other day. You've been paying attention to some of these interviews with her, she's talked about how she's so happy because she's a Midwest girl.
Yeah.
So she's happy that she's staying in the Midwest. Now, that's great. But beyond that, beyond your personal happiness, this amount of money is going to go significantly farther for you living in that area than it would be if you were playing for the Sparks. And you were living in a much more expensive area. You can own one Prada outfit, which, by the way, did you see how much it would cost to recreate her Prada ensemble?
No, I have no idea.
$17,000 plus. $17,000. Most expensive single item on her that night was her bag, was the purse, Prada purse.
I bet.
But individually, all added up, if you were to purchase that from Prada, that's a $17,000 plus dollar outfit.
It's a lot. It's a lot of dough.
But that, you could, literally, you could get a year's worth of wear in Indianapolis out of that. That's one night in LA.
Like things like Yo Lee, because it's part of my, apparently part of my Threads bio, includes my wife. Come get your man. He's saying stupid stuff on the internet again. Like, there are a lot of people who took this as an offensive thing towards Caitlyn.
No.
It's not, though, but people are dumb. The internet is dumb. And Threads is just like Twitter. There's idiots that want to fight with you that will hide behind their Twitter keyboards, behind their Twitter hashtags, or now they're threading. It just doesn't include Elon Musk's reach-killing paywall. So if you still want to fight and you want to check that out, follow us on Threads at Laser1033. I'm at Mike Wickett. You're at Heather Lee MD. Is that right? Is that Are you threading?
That's my personal account.
Are you threading, though?
No.
No, not a single.
I haven't threaded. I don't have a lot of people on there.
Gotcha.
You know what I like to do in my personal time? I like to make reels.
That is true. I need to make one. But yeah, if Threads is now, because now I had to turn off notifications because it's just been such a hot button. And it was not disrespectful towards Caitlin Clark. It was like, dude, she went pro to make more money. Good for her. Not a pay, because then it turned into misogyny. Then it turned into me not respecting women. Like, people took that simple message.
Wicket loves women.
I do. I work with one, married to one. We gave birth to two. Like, I'm surrounded by them.
He loves things that start with a W. Wicket, women,
White Claw.
Yeah. I was going to say another one that I probably shouldn't say on
Probably
the radio.
Not.
What's your first World Friday problem? 515-244-1033. Perhaps it's that you don't yet have Clutch and Rival Sons tickets, that show also featuring Blackstone Cherry. We will have a chance for you to win those.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Brought to you by Time Out in Ames, Retro Arcade Bar, Karaoke, and Incredible Fun.
Laser, who's this?
It's Wild Wade.
Wade, what's your first World Friday problem, brother?
I ordered a new Raptor Bronco.
Yeah.
And it's in. It came in on the 11th, literally the day we got back from California. But as I was worried, it came with the wrong fenders. And so now I have this vehicle that I drive by every day sitting in Gavis's back lot that I need to wait until the fenders are done. They won't be scheduled till the 24th. And then, of course, they probably won't be done. We leave the morning of the 26th. So I probably wouldn't even get it driving until after Vegas.
You know, it's a tough world when a man can't drive his custom-ordered Bronco until after he gets back from Vegas. Yeah, that's rough, man. It's really, I mean, it's a heck of a flex, by the way, but it's really rough. Is that for Sick New World?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So this music festival I'm going to in Las Vegas is going to take up the time of when I'd be able to drive my new $80,000 SUV.
Or a little bit more, yes.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Another flex from Wade.
Yeah. Six-figure SUV.
Double flex.
515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. Thank you, Wade, in with a very first world Friday problem.
Wade's ridiculous.
We love Wade.
Wade is ridiculous.
He's
all right.
I mean, the ridiculous part is half the time when Wade calls us, his phone drops. And for a guy that has so much money, he can't get a good cell phone. I don't understand that. But
Charlotte writes on the Laser Facebook page, it's National Cat Lady Day, and I want to celebrate it. But then I have to admit to my husband, I'm a crazy cat lady.
Well, it doesn't mean you're crazy.
Yes.
It's perfectly reasonable to love a cat, to call their feet and identify their toe beans.
Annie's running a fever but has a wedding to go to tomorrow.
Oh.
Just take today off. Just sleep all day. Listen, everybody is sick right now, whether it's allergies or RSV or whatever. Everybody is sick right now. All right? It's ridiculous.
Missing a wedding is the absolute worst.
Sounds great. Not to have to go to a wedding. You don't have to get dressed up. You don't have to go somewhere. You have to about getting to the wedding, and then that time between the wedding and the reception. And you're like, what do I do? And then like six of you go to a bar, and then like you go to the reception after, and you have to sit through all the speeches. No, I'd rather have a fever than go to a wedding.
Well, then Seriously, though, like, if you don't want to go to a wedding, you shouldn't be going to a wedding, because you people are the worst part of weddings. If you go to a wedding, you should be excited to be there. You are part of the team that is going to keep that couple's love alive and be their cheerleaders. It should be the highlight of your year. If you don't feel that way, don't come. Send a gift.
You're there for the chicken and the cake, and you better be getting free booze out of it. That's the whole reason to go to a wedding. That's it.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's
an argument for people to elope instead of having a bunch of freeloaders just eating some snacks.
I had 100 people at my wedding in Vegas. We gave them sliders and fries. That's what we did. It was great.
What's your First World Friday problem? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Brought to you by Time Out in Ames, Retro Arcade Bar, Karaoke, and Incredible Fun.
Laser, who's this?
Good morning, Wicket. It's Carissa.
Carissa,
do you have a First World Friday problem?
So tomorrow's Record Store Day.
Yeah.
And
it is?
I have to work, and I don't know that by the time I get off that I'm going to be able to go out and try and hunt down the one RSC exclusive vinyl that I'm looking for.
What is it?
The Dirty Head Midnight Control exclusive.
We're not supposed to solve your First World Friday
no.
problems. But in the past, the two times I was looking for a specific record in the past, I called ZZZ Records, like right there on Ingersoll, and they hooked me up with knowledge and a pre-order.
Amazing. I might have to do that.
Give
then,
that a try.
That was my biggest. I'm like, I don't want to run all over by the time I get off and then still not find it and waste time and gas.
I get it. When the Pretty Reckless releases records in multiple colors, I am on the phone immediately.
What?
So
how many different...
This was a year, or this was like 2 years ago.
How many different
Maybe
colors of the
ago.
Same album did you buy?
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to, Wicket.
Heather.
I am Viagra.
Wicket.
We did talk about this. Do you not pay attention to anything I read you from Facebook?
Oh, no, I don't pay attention.
Mornings on Laser 103.